Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, Springsteen Uniquities. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And this is the Uniquities of Bruce Springsteen, which is incredible. Jersey Mike, junior nerdling.
Yep, we're piecemealing these out. It's a new podcast we're starting. We're going to keep everything else going. Now, there's one thing I want to say. Reason why the girls haven't been on the podcast, Maya May, Ellie Cheer, Olivia Quickie, it's because Ellie Cheer and Olivia Quickie, they've had family vacation, spring break stuff.
Okay.
And poor little Maya May, Grandma Petunia, she had some bad Chinese food from the Rio and got food poisoning.
You know what's sad about that? I think she's going to do a character on it and tear the heck out of the Chinese food people.
I think they need a good tear in one. I mean,
there you go, Maya. That's good for you, because I've now decided I am a nerd, so you can learn from me. Go tear them Chinese a new bird.
So, anyway, back to what we're doing here, our Bruce Springsteen Uniquities. This is a podcast looking at things, because we like it, we're going to do it, because Springsteen is what we like. He's still here. That's what we do.
And what's great about Mr. Springsteen is he's a real person. It's not like, I'm not going to do it, just do it. I made my money, I made my tours, I made my millions, and I have a ton of fans. If you can get a little bit out of my fame, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, so most people can say they associate to Darkness on the Edge of Town or The River or Nebraska album. Me, I associate to Born in the USA. That's when I was in high school, right there, middle 80s. Child, all the way. Slow down here. 2014 would have been the 30th anniversary of Born in the USA.
I can't believe I'm that old.
On message boards, they talked about that they were hoping for some kind of box set or something deluxe, you know, with B-sides and alternates and singles and remixes. It never happened.
Just goes to show you that I believe Bruce Springsteen really is a down-to-earth person, and he realized he made his money and his fame, and if it comes out, great, but why gouge the fans? I'm surprised he didn't put something out like part of it for free like he does.
You would think, like he did that one concert from Chicago like we had on the first Uniquities podcast. So basically what we're going to do here is track by track, we're going to build our own fictitious Uniquities Born in the USA box set.
This is a great idea you came up with, Senior Nerdling, because I think people need this to just get through their day.
Yeah, and we'll update the list as we go on our Instagram accounts, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, WCW_comedy, and you can watch as we get more and more added on.
And the great thing about this is the more we get added on, we're still waiting for people to turn around and send us their requests.
Well, they're probably enjoying what we're giving them. So they like, why rock the boat?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, unfortunately, my brain's going to say what it feels. People, come on. You got to be listening. I know we're getting listened to from an island. Maybe they threw it in the bottle and it's waiting to wash up, but we live in a desert. There's no ocean.
A lot of people tuned into what we were doing at the Phil Volk concert the other night.
That's because that's a real entertainer. Did you see him? He plays piano.
And we put out for him, Taking Care of Business. I think that was a great song on the podcast.
I think that was great. Now let's get back to Springsteen, Uniquities. Bang it out.
Fictitious, Born in the USA, Uniquities box set. So, I like vinyl. Do you like vinyl?
Love vinyl. Love the old television when it works. When you put it on, you get the retro disco, retro rock and roll, retro 80s.
It's that feeling of just putting the record down, cleaning the record. It's just, you get tired of talking about it.
Like when we did our podcast with Phil, he goes, you know that thing that fits in the middle that you put on the 45
45 and stuff? Yeah. Plastic disc. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get some facts first. So as of 2014, Born in the USA, not the album, the song, single, has been downloaded 865,000 times. That's digital downloads.
Wow.
That's not the physical ones.
Wow.
Now, here's what's interesting. It went to number 9 on the U.S. charts, okay? But in England, it went to number 5 on the single charts.
Really?
Born in the USA went higher in England than it did in the USA.
Isn't that because the British came and we got them to retreat? That's why we have Paul Revere and the Raiders. They retreated?
That could be it.
Maybe
the American invasion.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I found out one of the main reasons why is because it was a double A side, because on the other side was, you know, a double A side where play both sides. I'm on Fire was on the other side.
Oh, wow.
That's why
it
went to number 5.
Ooh.
Its original title was called Vietnam.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that.
I don't know a lot of things anymore. I just know that Springsteen helps numbs the pain. You don't need alcohol or drugs. Yeah. Just listen to Springsteen.
It's an acoustic demo that started back on January 3rd, 1982, with just a home demo and an acoustic guitar. There's several works in progress, which we'll probably feature here as we unearth them.
I know another kid that I grew up with and went to high school with in Jersey for 1 year. His name was Gary Pfeiffer. I'm just remembering this. And he loves Springsteen.
Yeah.
And I remember when the Born in the USA concert was coming, he stopped at nothing and he went and saw him. He just,
yeah.
I don't know how he got his ticket, but he did. Slept outside or just bought it off of somebody.
That's
or just
dedication.
Yeah. Gary, if you're out there and you're listening, I know you're the last true Springsteen fan out there from Jersey, because you are, wow, that's all I can say.
Well, you know, he's never really made a commercial endorsement. He turned down the Chrysler Corporation when they offered him $12 million to use Born in the USA in a commercial.
Because, like I said again, Mr. Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen's made it. He's an average guy from Jersey.
Yeah.
He made it well beyond, I know, where he thought he could reach.
Yeah.
And what's great about it is he's just a down-to-earth guy. Like I said, I think if he says, use my fame, don't, you know, destroy it. If
don't,
you
could, yeah. Don't vandalize it.
Yeah, just do your thing. And if it helps, great, because I know you're starving artists like I was.
Yeah.
And now it's about the music.
So, have you ever heard a good cover version of Born in the USA?
Long time ago.
Well, here's
long
the... I found
ago.
The most interesting one, which we will feature later on. But in the mid-80s, Patti LaBelle did a TV show called Simply Patti. And she did a Born in the USA, kind of a two-minute version of it, and when she came out on stage live.
Wow.
And it's very, it's actually art. You can see why it's very giving to R&B, even though Springsteen has done stuff for the Pointer Sisters and Donna Summer. I think it goes very good hand in hand. Now, you know, our own Carl Driggs even did a version of Born in the USA.
You know, when...
when he was with the Raiders.
When is Carl Driggs After Dark coming?
It's coming soon, I hope. I got to talk to him again. We're working on the audio because we want it to be spot on. We don't want to do the garbled telephone
thing. There's nothing that man doesn't do that's not spot on. It amazes me. He gets all these awards and everything, and... him and Phil Fang Volker in the same.
You're still tired?
Yeah. I'm more out of it because I missed this damn audition today, but I'll learn more important things than casinos. But you know what comes down to it? There's two guys that are on the same train of a group.
That's true.
That are just different from the 60s, 70s, 80s into the 90s. It's just amazing on how Paul Revere is still writing.
Yeah. Paul Revere's Raiders, not Paul Revere himself. He passed away.
Did he really?
Yeah.
When?
Last year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But that's okay. But anyway, let's get back to our Born in the USA. I don't like when they do the remastered versions. I like the vinyl rip. So if our Springsteen Born in the USA Uniquities Fictitious box set was going to have it, it would have the vinyl versions of all the songs. So here we are, the vinyl version from the record itself of Born in the USA. You can even hear the needle at the beginning.
The vinyl version.
Too much till you spend half your life.
And like the old radio stations back in the 80s on that song, we are going to let it play out all the way. And we just did that.
The way you said that was just like poetic. The radio stations in the 80s just let it play out.
Yeah.
And it was the whole song.
Because today, they would have chopped that down to a 2-minute, 30-second song.
To get the advertising and everything else. But you know what?
You get the full 80s, effect that way.
You got the full effect. And a lot of times, like I just remember too, this was played all over the place, 4th of July with the fireworks for years right after. I mean, this is America.
Even though it's a protest song, a Vietnam type song, it's still a pledge song. It's America. It's not blue state or red state or apple pie state. It's all just
that's
our
states. Everybody rolled in, you know?
Yeah.
It's not focused on one thing. It's focused on man's plight to try to get successful, which back then,
yes,
was to just eat and take care of your family and get true life.
Yeah. So that's going to be our first installment of the Bruce Springsteen Uniquities fictitious box set of Born in the USA we are making.
Wow. I think that used to be exit... one something on the parkway. I got to remember.
Something
I'm going to look
Jersey?
This up. Yeah, no, that's where he's from, Asbury Park. I'm trying to think of the exit number. I have to look that up.
You can recall it.
And I'm going to do that right now.
And this has been our podcast. Coming up more soon, later in the next one.